This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Charlie and I have been away on holidays for about 3 weeks. Before that, we had a fabulous time. And you know, your routine's changed, you're out of routine, it's really good. You can sort of be a bit more relaxed and things like that. And before Charlie and I went away on holidays, we got a notification to say that we needed to go to VCAT over an incident. I'm not going to give you all the details because it would bore you to tears, but, you know, Charlie's been a builder for over 15 years. We've never had any issues, and so this was a shock to us. This was, you know, a real shock, and we'd sort of... It could, in the natural, you know, affect us in a big way. It could affect our business, our livelihood, our reputation, all sorts of things. So it was a pretty big deal for us. I talked to other people. I say, I've been to VCAT like loads of times. I'm thinking, well, we've never had that. It was a big deal for us. But we went away on holidays and sort of forgot about it. It was in the back of my mind, and I had talked to God about it and went away on holidays and came back, and we came back really just in time to go to this particular mediation thing we had to go to. And I remember getting up on the Wednesday morning. We had to be in the city really early, and we were catching the train in. And I got up that Wednesday morning. We were going to go, and I all of a sudden realised, I said to God, oh no, we're going today. I haven't fasted. I haven't locked myself away. I really was serious. God, what? Oh, no. It's now. It's today. We're going today. And I haven't done what I was supposed to do. And he really just said to me, you haven't done what you were supposed to do. You can do it. Can you? By your praying and your fasting or whatever religious thing you thought you needed to do, because you haven't done, it's not going to work out. Do you get where I'm going? God was saying, I thought I was the one who did the stuff that needed to be done, not you. So you know what I did? Nothing. You know how it turned out? Great. Am I saying, now I want you to hear my heart this morning, am I saying we shouldn't pray? Am I saying we shouldn't fast? Am I saying we shouldn't lock ourselves away sometimes, get on our knees and pray and cry out to God? Absolutely not. We should do every single one of those things when the Holy Spirit leads us to do that. That's what I want us to know today. I was saying, I haven't done enough, God. That's what I was saying. We get ourselves into such a religious, spiritual rut sometimes. All of those things that I was saying to do, I should do. And I should do them often. But when the Holy Spirit tells me to do it, we're so into formulas in our Christian life and we don't even realize it. I do it. I was feeling bad when I came away from holidays because, oh no, every morning I hadn't sat in my chair in my office where I sit. So I must be, you know, must be a bad Christian now. Better get back in my chair. I'm back home now. It's not about that, is it? You know that. You know what I'm, but you know why we laugh? Because we all do it. We all do it one way or another. One way or another. We are such creatures of habit. Habit can be good. And we should have good habits, but they don't rule us. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yet, he is creator, creative God. Don't you think he might just get a little bit bored hearing me say the same thing all the time, every day? I would get bored with that. I'm sure he would get bored with that. Habits are good. We should make good habits, but we need to be flexible in our Christian life. I need to skip through so much stuff, but that's okay. We have to be very careful in our spiritual life that we get in a rut. If we get into a rut in our spiritual life, we run the risk of missing that new thing that God wants to show us. We close ourselves off to so much that God has. Jesus was led by the Spirit. He didn't have a formula. You know, I started thinking about healing when he healed people. He did it different all the time. Sometimes he spat on them. Sometimes he just said to them, reach out your hand. Sometimes he told them to go wash in the river or to go do this. The outcome was the same every time. They were healed every time. The process was different. You know, we need to be careful as Christians that we don't fall into the pattern of seeing what works in somebody else's life and thinking, wow, they had a breakthrough. Iris got a breakthrough for her back, you know, and so what did you do, Iris? What did you do for that? And we should listen to good teaching. Do you understand? We should sort of, you know, we do what God tells us to do. So if Iris gets healing in a particular way, I need to be really careful that I don't all of a sudden jump over and, oh, well, you did A, B, C, and D, so I'll go do A, B, C, and D. And it doesn't happen. And then we get mad at God. It's absurd, isn't it? We get mad at God. Did we ever for once think about going and asking him what he thought about that? You know, worship is great. You know, we hear in the Bible where there are times when the worshippers with God said, put the worshippers out in front and let them make all this noise. And, you know, and that, so we think, oh, that's what we should do every single time. And we get caught up in this, well, that's what worked last time, so why isn't it working this time? What I want us to hear today, and God's been very clear, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit individually. Yes, we should hear, it's good to hear testimonies, but what does testimony do for us? It builds our faith. Testimony from other people doesn't say you go and do the same as that and it will work for you. It builds our faith to go and seek God for ourselves. God, you did that for them. I believe you can do it for me. What would you have me do? What would you have me do, God? What does he think? The only thing that I could think of that I ever saw Jesus continually do the same over and over and over again, the only thing I could find repeated over and over and over again about Jesus' life was that he prayed. Everywhere you read, he went away to pray. He was talking with the Father. He went away. He went away in the mountain. He went up here. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. That's in John 5. And then in John 12, verse 49, he says, I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say. When Jesus went back to the Father, he sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I want you to think about the Holy Spirit for a minute. What is the Holy Spirit? It's the very Spirit of God. It is God's, the Holy Spirit is God's thoughts. You know, you think about your spirit, how, you know yourself inside. Well, that's the Holy Spirit of God. We need to ponder that sometimes, I think, and meditate on that, just who the Holy Spirit is, the very thoughts of God, the very heart of God, and that Holy Spirit lives in you. He lives in each one of you. If anyone knows what God's plan and purposes are for your life, it's the very Spirit of God who lives in you, whose voice you hear and know and recognize. Oh, it's amazing. And Jesus said he would send us the Holy Spirit. We seem to be able to follow the Spirit's leading easier sometimes more than others. When we're in a difficult circumstance, it's harder to follow the Holy Spirit sometimes. And I really wanted to go on a different track with this message, and I'm still trying to do it. I'm still trying to do it, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit. This is the very thing I'm talking about. All week I've been trying to take this message a certain way, and he keeps going, no, no, come back this way. I want to talk about the way we pray. The Holy Spirit wants to talk to us today about the way we pray. This is the crux of today. We need to listen to how the Holy Spirit wants us to pray. It's very important. Do you know what we do as Christians, what I do, and I know I'm not alone, we pray our opinion. We tell God just what we think he should do to fix our thing or to save a loved one or to do this. We do. I want you to listen to yourself pray sometimes. We don't do that often enough, I don't think. We pray our opinion. I was thinking about fasting and I thought fasting is a good thing. But often we use fasting as a way to get God to do what we want him to do. That's what I did when I was saying to God, oh no, I haven't fasted. What was I really saying? Oh no, I haven't had time to convince you, God, that you should make this thing work out right for me. Really, if it comes down to it, that's what I was saying. I was saying, so I'm talking about our motivation here a bit today. Why did I think it was not going to work out? Oh no, I haven't had time to convince you, God, or to plead with you enough, or to convince you that you should make this work out for my good. Do you know what the Bible says about that? The Bible says that God knows the thoughts he has for you. He knows the thoughts he has for you, and you can't change his mind. And he says he works all things out together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. When I say you can't change his mind about the thoughts he has for you, he knows them already. He doesn't need you to convince him of that. Bev talked about that last week. So what does fasting really do for us? It's not to give us time to convince God. How many times have we gone back to God and prayed for something again because we thought he didn't understand us properly the first time? Oh, well, God, you haven't answered the way I thought you were going to do, so maybe you didn't quite hear me right. Maybe you didn't hear really where my heart, maybe you didn't hear what I really needed here, God, because you haven't come through that way. It's not about that. Fasting is a time for the Holy Spirit to change us. Fasting is a time for us to put everything else aside and listen to the Holy Spirit. What is it that you want me to pray, Holy Spirit? It's not about us changing God's mind. It's about him changing our mind. Does that make sense? Okay. You know, I've written here, you can pray and fast and be on your knees till the cows come home. And that won't change God's mind or the expected end that he has for you. Bev shared last week, God's love for us is not based upon our performance. We should fast and we should pray, but it's never to convince God of what he should or shouldn't do. The prayer and fasting is to change us. Romans 8:26 tells us that we don't know how to pray. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. I don't care if you've been a Christian your whole life. You still don't know how to pray on your own. You don't know how to do it. And see, we get caught up thinking, no, I do know how to pray. I've been praying for 40 years. The Bible says you do not know how to pray unless you let the Holy Spirit do that. It says in 8:26 of Romans, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. Unless you've been a Christian for 40 years and then you know what God wants you to pray for. It doesn't say that. It says we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. You never reach a point, never, 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 in your spiritual life that you will not need the Holy Spirit to teach you and tell you how to pray. We must learn to wait on God and let the Holy Spirit direct us. Psalm 62:5 says, my soul, wait only upon God and silently submit to him, for my hope and expectation are from him. We don't do wait or quiet very well. Some of us do it better than others. Not looking at anybody, just looking around at everybody. But really, none of us do wait, and especially wait silently, very well, and we need to practice it. I remember reading, there was the story in the Bible, and I was drawn to this, where it's in Matthew and it's in Mark, where the disciples had tried to heal the boy and they couldn't heal the boy. And they said to Jesus, well, we've done what you told us to do last time and it didn't work. Wow, that sort of got me. I thought, oh, they were just trying to go on what they'd done last time. They hadn't, anyway. So, and they didn't do, and then Jesus said to them, this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. And I thought, is that because the evil was so great that the name of Jesus and the way they prayed wasn't as powerful as that? No. So why did they have to pray and fast? It was because of their unbelief. That had to change. Does that make sense? That's what had to change in them. The issue was with them. The prayer and fasting was to change them, to increase their faith. God doesn't want your sacrifice. God doesn't want your religious sacrifice. He wants your heart. He wants you to be a living stone. I'm just going to forget about that because I think I'm getting sidetracked. The thing that God wants to say to us today is you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. And I know we've heard it before, but I really want you to think about it today, and specifically about the way we pray and how we do our spiritual life and being caught up in a spiritual rut. So many times I found myself going to we all have favourite scripture. And that's, hear my heart well this morning. I'm not saying we throw out all those things and say, oh, no, it's got to be something fresh. Sometimes God will use an old thing and bring that up and revisit that with us. But what I'm saying is let that be his decision. Let it be the Holy Spirit's decision. When was the last time you actually sat down quietly before, when your quiet time, before you launched into your praying for the dirt and dirt and dirt and dirt and dirt, the way you do it, or singing your song, or doing this, or doing... When was the last time you sat down and just sat there and said, Holy Spirit, here I am, what should we do? And just wait. And just wait. I was talking to someone this week, and they came in here to pray. And I said something to them about, oh, well, when you're talking to God, and they said, no, you don't get it. I'm not going to do any talking. I've done enough talking. I'm going to do some listening. How awesome is that? When was the last time you did that? Sat down, actually didn't say anything at all and just listened to the Holy Spirit. How do you want me to pray, Holy Spirit? Who do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to do? We are Spirit-filled Christians. We are Spirit-filled people of God. We are Spirit-filled. Ask his opinion every time. What is it, Holy Spirit? Should we sing it? I mean, really? Should we sing a song today? Ask him to lead you. You will know. You will know. Our steps are ordered by the Holy Spirit. He wants us to take notice of him. And that's the message for today. Don't think it's about how many hours you've spent in prayer or how many passages of the Bible you've read or you haven't read. We get caught up in that so easy. If the Holy Spirit urges you to lock yourself in a room for the whole day, you do that. But don't go lock yourself in a room for the whole day because you thought it was a good idea and then get mad at God because he doesn't do what you want him to do. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is the line is fine. And that's why we have to be listening all the time, every day. Don't think, I've been a Christian long enough, I got this down pat. We'll never get it down pat. And that's a dangerous place to be. We will never know how we should pray unless we ask the Holy Spirit. We would never know what it is that God's thinking unless we ask the Holy Spirit. Let's stand and let's pray together, because I think I know God has been speaking this morning. It's been clear. We have a responsibility to get this. We have a responsibility to get this, people. There are people out there that have nothing. We heard it this morning. They have nothing. They think they have everything. They've got nothing if they haven't got Jesus. We've heard it over and over this morning in lots of different ways God's been speaking to us. We are spirit-filled. Spirit-filled Christians, spirit-filled sons and daughters of the Most High God. We have a responsibility to get this right. Not to be giving our opinion or the next best teaching. You know, I love teaching. I love listening to teaching. I listen to teaching all different teachers all the time, and we can so often get so on, oh, I heard this great teaching, let's go there. And that's fine if that's what the Holy Spirit's saying. He is our teacher. He is our guide. Holy Spirit, I just thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that we do know your voice. We know your voice because the Bible tells us that. I ask, Holy Spirit, that right now, for each one of us, you unblock our ears if they're blocked, Holy Spirit, that we would hear you and we would hear you well and we would be quick to obey, that we would be diligent to not get caught in a rut, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you teach us how to pray. I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, for the times when I've thought it was me and what I could do and what I should do and haven't done, Holy Spirit. We surrender afresh to you today, Holy Spirit. We do want to be a church and a people that do your will, that truly do know what it means to pray your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live in each one of us. Amen. Amen. I do want to pray again. If there is anybody here that, one, hasn't given their heart to the Lord, you need to do that. And two, if you've not been filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, you can't do this life. We cannot do this life without being filled with the Holy Spirit. And so if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to grab a spirit-filled believer in this house this morning and pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And that will happen. He wants to come. That is what he is. He comes and lives in us and enables us to do what it is that God wants us to do. So bless you, church. Be encouraged. Listen to the Holy Spirit. You know his voice. You know his voice. You hear his voice. Trust his voice. Don't look at anybody else. Do what it is that he's calling and asking you to do. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.